Charlotte McLeod with Resource Investing News, and I'm here today at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference with Chad Williams, President and CEO of Klondike Strike. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, great. So do you think you could start by telling me what exactly equity crowdfunding is and what your company does?
Sure. Equity crowdfunding is it's a new way for companies to raise money online. Crowdfunding has been around for many years, but in the past, people who participated in crowdfunding really received nothing other than the satisfaction of helping certain entities or companies succeed. But in equity crowdfunding, investors actually get something back. They get shares that they can trade, and in a way, it's just the new way of investing.
Oh, great. And why is it a good fit for the resource sector?
Well, the resource companies need money, right? They seem to constantly be in the market to raise money. So what we offer is an alternative. We offer exposure to many other investors that they normally wouldn't get exposure to. People in, say, remote parts of the country, or people that normally wouldn't invest in resources. In a way, it's the democratization of investing.
Okay. And who can participate? Is it Canadians?
Well, right now, in terms of equity crowdfunding in general, there's about 540 portals, okay? Klondike Strike will be the very first mining-focused equity crowdfunding portal. So we're different, but for those other portals, investors are usually accredited, for example, in the US and Canada. To be accredited, it means you have to satisfy certain financial characteristics, okay? Eventually, we think that everyone will be able to invest in crowdfunding, but for the time being, it's only accredited investors.
Okay. So this is all very new. How can investors know to have faith in it?
Okay, so it's a very good question. Because it's new and it's never been done before, especially in mining, we get a lot of questions, and that's natural, that's normal. But think of it this way, it's simply a web-based means of raising money, and that means of raising money has been perfected and used for many, many decades. The only difference is we're doing it on the web. Of course, we need to protect investors' privacy. We need to make sure that their needs are satisfied. And over time, we'll build that trust. But we do understand at the beginning there will be some concerns and maybe some questions about it. But we're very confident that over time, investors will be very confident in the system, because one of the best things about it, it's a very transparent system. As opposed to the old-fashioned way of raising money, it was who you know and, you know, are you in this deal? And it's nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And, you know, most investors never got to see the deals. Now, all of the investors will get to see all of the deals. So for that reason, it's very transparent, and I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a very, very important way for mining companies to raise money.
Okay, yeah, that sounds very promising. Finally, what are your plans heading into 2015?
Okay, so 2015, we plan to launch the portal. I mean, the portal exists already. It's called KlondikeStrike.com for people who want to see it. But in effect, for us to go live and start raising money for our first mining company clients, we're in the process of selecting very high quality companies, and obviously that takes time. They have to go through due diligence and a series of different steps. Long story short, we plan to go live at around the PDAC. That's our target. It's an aggressive target, but that's the plan. And of course, once we're up and running, we plan to have about 15 to 20 companies listed at any given time on the portal raising equity. And then we'll be changing, we'll add about two or three and delete two or three companies every month. So it'll be a very vibrant portal.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for the questions.
Great. And I'm Charlotte McLeod with Resource Investing News.